This is Red Podcast, episode 257. The book is here, 1 week post-launch. Taking you behind the scenes, that's coming up.
This is the Red Podcast. How to reach more people, establish your authority, and deliver your message. Here's your host, David Hooper.
Red Podcast, the marketing podcast for experts. This is the finale, somewhat finale, of my book launch series. I've been taking you along the journey of creating my book, getting it ready to launch, and the launch itself. Now we're in the post-launch, the one-week post-launch phase. And that book, it's called Big Podcast. It is available on Amazon.com if you're interested in that. I'll have links in the episode notes, or just search for Big Podcast on Amazon. You can't miss it. It's black and white. Looks like a zebra. So the book launched a week ago. That was the end, and in some ways a new beginning, of a very long process. And to be truthful, I didn't think much of it. Slept in. I was excited about the day, but I was more excited because it was the gotcha day for my dog Parker. I'd had him for 2 years, rescued him from a shelter in Bucksnort, Tennessee. Now he lives with me and my wife in the city. I was really more excited about that. Not because I wasn't excited about the book launch, but I'm thinking of this book launch as a very long process. You know, a lot of people, they hit it hard that first week. They hit it hard that first day. They want to be number one on Amazon. Not me. In fact, I made a joke because this was the number one podcasting book, and it was number one in several categories. But I made the joke, it was also number one for guys named David Hooper in Nashville, and also number one for whatever, right? Amazon has a billion categories. None of them matter except for all of Amazon. When I was in the music industry, we had a saying, and still have a saying, that it's not number one unless it's number one in Billboard. And I believe for books that it's not a bestseller unless it's a New York Times bestseller. And it's not number one on Amazon unless it's number one on all of Amazon. Let me tell you more about my launch philosophy. I'll give you some background. I think the year was 2001, maybe 2002. And strangely enough, it was this exact same week that I launched another book. It was a music business book. And I remember this because I was at South by Southwest. South by Southwest always happens over St. Patrick's Day. And when I say South by Southwest, by the way, I'm talking about music. South by Southwest music used to be the only South by Southwest. Now they've got interactive, comedy, whatever. They got a million different conferences under the South by Southwest name. But when I say South by Southwest, music. That was my second book. It was a goal planner, kind of get your act together for musicians. And that was what I call a buy now launch. That was a big push to everybody on my mailing list saying, buy now. And even though I was out of town, all the stuff was already scheduled. Even though I was out of town, it was still very successful. That was number three for all of Amazon. But I was close, selling hundreds of copies. And the result, because it was a brand new book, I was selling hundreds of copies. Amazon thought that would continue. I was self-publishing. Amazon didn't have this print-on-demand thing like they've got now. If Amazon needed books, they would order them from whoever the publisher was. In this case, again, me. So they ordered them from me, and they ordered tons of books. Sales slowed down. It was a niche book. Couldn't keep up the momentum. And maybe a year later, boop, 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 big truck shows up full of books. Most of those books came back to me. So not only did I have to print the books, keep that money tied up in an Amazon warehouse, I had to bring all those books back, figure out something to do with them. That's what can happen when you do a big launch. Because of print on demand, you're probably not going to be in that same situation, but it can happen to you. It tricks Amazon. They don't know. It's a brand new book. Maybe it's going to continue to sell a lot of copies. They want to be able to get it to their people quickly. They want them in stock. Anyway, big mess. That's not the only reason that I decided not to do a launch like that for this book. Part of it is that I just don't have the juice. I'm not known in the podcasting space like I was in the music business space. That's partly why I wrote the book, so I could become known in the podcasting space. But I've got a different philosophy for this book. And that philosophy is what I call the slow burn. The launch date didn't even matter. I'm looking 6 months ahead. Ultimately, I'm going to be promoting this book for 2 to 3 years. I'd like to get 5 years out of it if I can. I wrote an evergreen book. It's 462 pages. It's a lot of information. It's not one of those books where I just talked about one thing. It's working now. It's not going to work in 6 months. It's a book that nobody's going to care about in 6 months. This book was designed to last. So for me, wanting that long-lasting impact, it really doesn't matter what it does this week. I wasn't going to hit New York Times. That's the only bestseller status that matters to me. Wasn't going to hit number one on Amazon. Nothing that I could have done with where I am right now would have gotten me to either one of those places. But think about this. Would it have even mattered if I had done either of those things? Not really. The only thing somebody cares about when he buys a book is, will this book help me? Will this book solve my problem? It's nice to have social proof. So yeah, New York Times bestselling author. That might be good when you're trying to get a speaking engagement. That might be good when you're trying to get a consulting client. But the only thing those event planners care about, and the only thing the companies that hire you to do consulting care about, it's the same thing book readers care about. Will this person be able to help me? It's nice to get sales. It's nice to get a quick foundation. But I didn't want to have an offer that was loaded up with bonuses. Consumers are getting smarter. For what I want, that 2 to 3 years, ultimately up to 5 years for this book, I don't want the majority of reviews that I get coming through on those first 3 days of launch. It looks fake. People are sophisticated these days. They know how the game works. With this book, I wanted to do a different game. So let's talk about what I've done so far. I had a speaking engagement last week in Nashville. Maybe 60 people were there. All of them podcasters, though. Good response to that talk. Good response to the book, which I sold from the back of the room. I took the book to PodFest in Orlando, Florida, the previous week. Couldn't pack many of them. I think I had 8 or 10. And I gave those to people who were in the book, people who do podcasts about podcasting, big companies that are dealing with podcasters, important people that I wanted to meet in person, say, hey, here's the book. Let's talk about doing work together. That was very successful. Today, I was at the post office, mailed out several copies to high-profile podcasters, bloggers, others in the media that I know. Those will be landing this week, helping me get the word out about it. And I'm starting to set up podcast interviews. I've already recorded one. I'm in the process of doing what I call warm-up interviews. These are things that I wouldn't do otherwise. These are things that maybe aren't an exact match for me. But because I'm out of practice, I'm used to doing these monologues, or I'm used to interviewing other people, not them interviewing me. These are going to get me warmed up for actually being interviewed. These will get me warmed up for being the interviewee. I talked about the economics of a book on the last episode. This book probably won't be a direct moneymaker for me. When all is said and done, make about $7 a copy. That's not bad money if you're selling hundreds or thousands of books. I plan to do that. That's already started to happen. But what I'm really focusing on is the back end options. That's where the real money is. I've been surprised about how quickly this has happened. I've been doing radio, starting radio when I was in college, 1991. In and out, took a break, got really into radio when I started music business radio in 2005. That's when I got into podcasting. So I've been doing this for a while, but not known as a podcaster. This podcast, Red Podcast, 5 years old. It's been 5 years since I started Red Podcast. Yet, having a book, and you'll hear people say this, oh man, that really makes things take off. Well, maybe. It seems to be going pretty good so far. Of course, in the 5 years that I've had this podcast, I've been working on this book for 4.5 of them. So I've been talking about it a lot. I think a lot of people are like, wow, you know, you actually came through with it. I didn't think you were going to do that. So they're surprised. I'm kind of surprised myself. But it's been a good response, and I'm happy for that. It's worth noting that there is no audiobook yet. I'm probably 2 to 3 months away on that. Part of that is because this book is so big. 462 pages, 93,000 words. It's going to take me a lot to record it, a lot to edit it, because I'm going to be doing this myself. I want to go through it piece by piece by piece, make sure that it's as perfect as I possibly can. You and I have both heard audiobooks, and they're just sloppy. Something gets missed. There's an editing mistake. I don't want that for this book. Call me a control freak, but again, I'm talking about 5 years down the road. I want this thing to last. My last book, Six Figure Musician, it's about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old. I get emails every week from people who love this book. There's something to be said about having a book that has lasting impact. If this is going to take me 2 to 3 months to get this audiobook out to you, so be it. It's better than me taking a couple of weeks, a month, and doing something that fades into oblivion. I think because this is a podcasting book, it's actually going to do better on audio than it is in print. That's one of the reasons that I want to put so much energy into the audiobook. That's when I expect that this book is really going to take off. That wasn't my original plan, but I'm going to be setting the foundation with this print book. There's a possibility somebody might buy the print book now, and because it is so big, maybe be intimidated by it. They'll say, I'll just get the audio. They get the audio later, and I sell two books. A few more random things before I wrap up this series. As I mentioned, there's a possibility that people will be intimidated by this book. That's actually not a possibility. That's actually happening. A few people at the launch, they were intimidated. They said, oh man, I will never read that. And when you look at it, it's intimidating. This book is 50 chapters. Divide that over 462. It's about five pages each. It's not bad. I've broken it down into little chunks. It's very entertaining. Just like I can read this audiobook over 2 to 3 months, you can easily read this book over that time as well. Still, when you look at it, say, I'm not going to touch it. I knew this would be an issue going in. Talked to one of my editors. She said, you know, this could be 2 to 3 books if you wanted it to be. Split it up, make a little bit more money. But that wasn't my goal. My goal is to give you a big book and say, yeah, I wrote the book on podcasting, not a book, not 2 or 3 little books, but the book on podcasting. And to do that, I needed 93,000 words. Overall, I've been very happy with the response so far. A book is always a risk. It was a risk for me coming in from the music industry, really having a reinvention of my career, not knowing how people would react. So far, very good response. I'm glad it's out. It's been a good experience. We'll see. I will keep you updated with additional book launch episodes here on Red Podcast. However, this is going to be my last book launch episode for a while. I'll still be doing episodes of Red Podcast, but I've got a new format that I want to check out. I talked about being an interviewee. I feel there's an opportunity, something missing from the market, to really go deep with being an interviewer. So over the next few months, I plan to bring in more guests, and my goal is to get deep with them, to really get into the business of being an expert. What does it take? Let's talk about you getting your book out. Let's talk about you getting your podcast out. Let's talk about the fear, the ups and downs of money, the ups and downs of relationships and other things that you've got going in your life in your pursuit of being a well-known, world-class expert. And it's no offense to these guys that I'm going to interview, but a lot of times you'll hear them on podcasts. You'll hear the same stories, the same origin stories, the same examples, the same basically tape that they replay and replay and replay, the same interview done again. And I don't want to do those kind of interviews. I want to go deep. I want to give you information on what other people have done that's successful and not successful when it comes to being an expert, when it comes to making money with ideas, when it comes to marketing those ideas. So that will be the focus on the new Red 4.0. Is that what we're up to now? Going to be doing that over the next few months. If you're interested in being part of that, if you go to redpodcast.com, there is a contact us page and there is a form for you to fill out. Let me know what you're doing. I will review that. If I think you're a match, I will reach out to you and maybe have you as a guest on a future episode of Red Podcast. Again, the book, it's called Big Podcast. And if you want more information on podcasting, go to bigpodcast.com. You can get more information on the book. I've got a newsletter. This is specific information about spreading your message via a podcast. So you're an expert. You've got a message to spread. You want to make more money with it. You want to reach more people with your ideas. Bigpodcast.com is how to do that via podcasting. Thank you so much for joining me on this book launch journey. I'll see you on the next episode of Red Podcast.
You've been listening to Red Podcast. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now with your iPhone, Android, or via RSS at redpodcast.com.